Hello, folks. English programme's little boo thing here. Yes, it's Saturday, 6th of August 2011. Now, if you're like me, and you prefer to take part in sport than actually watch it. I mean, I love sports. I think I love, except for boxing, I think I love most sports, quite frankly. I hate boxing. But, you know, football, I like playing it. I was in the football school team in the junior school in Liverpool, and I was, listen to this, folks, yes, I have to blow my own trumpet here, I was champion of the 200 metres in the athletics in the Liverpool, was it the Liverpool Catholic District School Championships or something to that effect. But yes, I was 200 and almost 100 metre champion. Yes, I came second in the 100. So I love sport, I love doing it, but I can't stand watching it. I find it so boring. Anyway, if you are not like me, you're the opposite, and you love sport, then you are in for a treat, folks, because it's on the BBC today. It is, you know, it's great. It's the way they sort of get the camera and film everything. It's wonderful. It's a marvel of invention. It really is. Yes. So we have a little gander here at what gems are on offer for you if you love watching sport. You have the Football Focus, 12:15, BBC One, Dan Walker and the Football Focus team return for the new season. Oh no, it's not a new season of football already, is it? Oh, Gordon Bennett. They preview the new Football League campaign. Yawn, yawn. Oh dear. Birmingham, Blackpool and someone else is doing something. Right, okay, after that, a bit better. British Olympic Dreams. Oh yes, I had a British Olympic dream last night. It was lovely. Anyway, there's a special programme looking at the UK Olympic hopefuls. I'm sorry, I hate to be strict here, but you can't say hopefuls. It's hopesful, I think. Can we look into that? I don't think you can grammatically say hopefuls. I think it's wrong. Sorry, I don't mean to be, you know, all very sort of, you know. Anyway, so there's an exclusive behind the scenes access to heptathlon world champion Jessica Ennis's training camp. He's the presenter, Tom, speaks to Jess and her coaching staff as she prepares for the World Athletic Championships. Look out for that. Also, other triathlon hopefuls, there's that word again, the Brownlee brothers, Alistair and Jonathan. Well, they're in Spain. How come they get to go to Spain? To train. Away from the rain. Let me tell you, folks, I've lived in Spain for 5 years. And we do get our fair share of rain, I think. I have to say that. Put that information on record there. The final score. Is it the final one ever? Maybe not. Gabby Logan has all the results and headlines from the opening day of the new Football League season. That's at 4:30 on BBC One. And if you don't like all the sport, you prefer watching people getting patched up, then you can watch Casualty, 8:30, folks. A major incident at Holby Airport inspires Mads to finally face her demons. I think there's going to be an exorcism in this particular episode. Adam to show Jordan what he's made of, and Linda to make some career decisions. Okay, that's going to happen in today's episode. Sounds pretty good. Over on BBC Two, there's rugby union. There's more sport. There's more sport that you can shake a stick at today. Live coverage of the World Cup warm-up. I'm roasting. I don't want to be warmed up, thank you very much. And after that, rugby league. Can we move on, please? Oh, the BBC Proms. Similar thing. I prefer to play music, which I can't do, so in that case I have to settle for watching it. It's the BBC Proms, folks. Prom 29 tonight, 9 p.m. That's your lot.